You know, ever since I was a kid, I've kept up with these great old interstate theaters that were built around North Texas. The Majestic's still around. The Inwood's still around. Unfortunately, the Esquire and a lot of other ones are not around anymore. And I really thought we were going to lose the Forest Theater for a long time. It stayed dormant out there for a very long time. But now there's a great outfit called Forest Forward that is holding a groundbreaking. And they're going to redo that theater, and they're going to do all sorts of great things. Elizabeth Whatley is president and CEO of Forest Ford and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I mean, the truth is, I'm such a fan of the theater. If you turn it into a Subway, I might support it. But the fact is, you've got great plans. Tell me what you're going to do with the theater.
Certainly. Well, I appreciate you cheering us on in that work and being a fan of the Forest Theater. So to your point, we are sisters of the Majestic, the Lakewood, and the Inwood Theaters. We are a Carl Hoblitzell Theater. But they are open and we are not. And so the Forest Theater took a lot of a hit and an impact when the highways came and divided the neighborhood. Yeah. And so that really impacted the survival of the theater.
So what are your plans right now? I mean, it's become a performance. Of course, I guess it was when Hoblitzell had it, it was a performance venue, but obviously they showed movies. But they have all sorts of, Gladys Knight used to be there, B.B. King, all sorts of great people. Is it going to be a performance theater?
A little bit of both. So the theater started as a one-screen movie complex. After that transition in the neighborhood where it had to serve the African-American community, that's when it really started to shape and take change and become a community anchor. So in addition to be able to see videos and film, it will be mainly a concert and entertainment venue, but we'll have an education hub. We're currently at 30,000 square feet. We're expanding to 66,000 square feet. So we'll have a 200-seat studio theater. We'll have a rooftop, a 1,000-seat concert hall, a 13,000-square-foot education hub, a cafe, and a dance hall.
So this, I mean, that's much larger than the theater was. There was a strip center sort of that accompanied the theater. Is that what you're taking over to?
Yes, that is part of the project as well. And that strip that you are referring to in the front will be an arts education hub when we're done with this.
So tell me about the support, because I know you're groundbreaking on Thursday, and I've been told that you're already at maximum at capacity and that you're going to have to stream this. That's tremendous support.
It is great support, and how exciting. We sent out the announcement, and in less than 4 days, we had about 500 people, and we just did not anticipate that kind of response. And so now we're up to almost 800, and so I'm concerned about taking any more capacity. So we're going to live stream. We want people to be a part of it. So certainly check us out on live stream and be part of the event and the work and this milestone. But we are closed.
You've had your work cut out for you. Obviously, you've been successful because you're turning spades of dirt down there. But I know you were looking for something like $75 million. Have you gotten it yet?
We sat out this work to bring $75,215,000 to the neighborhood, and we've done just that. $20 million of the work is going towards the MLK Arts Academy. A lot of people know about that expansion and the work. We're getting parking under the highway. We're developing the theater. And so we've been able to bring the $75 million to the neighborhood as committed.
Wow. And the support, is it foundations or individuals?
It's everyone. This is all hands on deck. So we have philanthropic contributors, public funding, and private funding that's supporting this work.
So what's the timeline now? So you're turning dirt or cutting ribbons or whatever on
yes.
Thursday.
We're doing our ceremonial groundbreaking on 4/4/24, and then we are hoping to complete this project by December of 25. It's an 18-month construction duration.
Wow. And we've got to see... Will we see evidence of this right away, or is a lot of it internal?
You know, you will see it. You will see it very soon. You will see it. A lot of it is happening inside the theater. We've started our asbestos abatement, but you will start seeing change. And there's already quite a bit of change coming in South Dallas around the theater on the MLK Boulevard and the surrounding neighborhood.
Well, and that really is the hope, because that really was a center of the community for a long time. And it's a great beacon. My gosh, you can't have better placement than that theater. You drive by, it's the first thing you see. So the idea is it'll sort of raise up the whole community?
Absolutely. It's to be an economic engine and spur economic development and opportunity for the neighborhood.
All right. So in December of 25, any hints as to what we might be seeing? There'll be an exhibition. And
we will have
concerts.
Electricity, lights. This will be the first time that the marquee is illuminated in over 50 years, which is very exciting. There's a rooftop deck, pre-function space. So 2025, it'll be completely different.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, congratulations. That's really remarkable. $75 million. And you started this, what, pre-COVID?
We did start pre-COVID. Things have changed quite a bit since COVID, but the one thing that has been consistent is community support. And the only reason this project survived COVID is because of the community.
Yeah, that's really outstanding. Elizabeth Whiteley is president and CEO of Forest Forward. I can't wait to see the lights.
Thank you.
Thanks. Congratulations. Have a great groundbreaking, and we'll tell everybody to watch online rather than come out and jam
yes.
up the highways.
For Barbara,
thanks for, what is it now?
Forestford.org. You can live stream.
All right.
Check us out.
We'll do it. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.